This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver charter school that serves indigenous students will close at the end of this semester. CPR's Paolo Schalsetter reports the charter lasted only 3 years.
The American Indian Academy of Denver first opened with hopes of building a curriculum that would improve education among the city's indigenous student population. Shakopee, Colorado reports just half of the city's indigenous students graduated on time last school year. But school leadership says lower than projected enrollment and financial constraints have forced them to close. I'm Paolo Schalsetter, CPR News.
The Denver-based ski resort giant Alterra will spend $500 million on upgrades in the coming year, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The company plans to put most of that money into lifts, snowmaking, resort infrastructure and activities, and amenities. Meanwhile, $50 million will go to employee housing. The cash infusion follows more than $1 billion in capital projects last year. Alterra owns resorts across the U.S. In Colorado, the company owns Steamboat Resort and manages Winter Park. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coloradans who could save money on their taxes may soon get a text message from the state offering free guidance. The reminders will go out to people who qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit, which includes people who earn up to $65,000 a year. The state will also text parents who earn that much and have children under 16. Those families may qualify for the Child Tax Credit. Messages start going out this week. Colorado Avalanche coach Jared Bednar has a contract extension to keep him with the team for another 3 years. Bednar has led the Avs for 7 years. He's the winningest head coach in the team's history. They won their third Stanley Cup title this past season. The Federal Reserve's latest move on interest rates is today, and we will hear how that could turn out and what it might mean for the U.S. economy in this next part of Morning Edition. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, a chance for rain and snow across the metro area today, highs in the 50s, then a sunny day tomorrow. Grand Junction has rain today and snow on Thursday. This is CPR News.